speak about rebuke. In the previous segment, Chafetz Chaim stressed, while he's relaxed, he stressed that when he's rebuking someone, then we must give rebuke with respect. What happened here?
Yeah. Line of fire.
So Chafetz Chaim said that when rebuking someone, one must be careful to speak gently, with respect. But what if you're fairly certain the person will not heed your rebuke? In this case, you're required to seek someone, for example, a Rav, or a Dayan, or a parent whom the subject will listen, and relate the information to that individual. Yeah, so then it's like this. So try to find, if he's for sure not going to listen to me, try to speak to someone who he will heed their rebuke. Right? The person to you, however, the person who you're relating the information to must be someone who knows you and will believe your report. If you go to stop a random guy, doesn't know who you are, doesn't know anything about you, he's not going to believe you. If you go to someone who knows who you are, the second condition is you must give over the information in a sensitive manner. Tell him gently, nicely. Don't say, oh, this guy is this, this guy is that. The third thing is the person who you're relating the information must be someone who will handle the matter as discreetly as possible. Given these conditions, it would be advisable to seek advice from a Torah authority before involving yourself or someone else in the process of rebuke. I mean, before you get involved in rebuking, it's not so simple. Oh, I'm going to tell this guy what to do. No, relax. Maybe it's not always your job to rebuke the Rebbe. Unless you could see, you know, he'll listen to you or you know his Rav personally and the Rav will listen to you to try to speak to him, then it'll work out. But from these laws we learn, a sense of the Torah is toward the feelings of all people, even sinners. What I mean, you have a guy who's doing a sin. He's doing a sin. Still, the Torah is so careful who I speak to him about his issue, who could help him. I just tell everybody, some people, when they know a certain person has a problem, what do? They sit next time there with their group of friends, they start talking about this person's problem. Let's see, how can we solve this guy's problem? That's Lashon Hara. It's not a lesson. Sometimes we do that. We think, oh, this guy has a problem. We want to help him. So we say, let's get together a bunch of guys. Let's say, oh, how can we solve his problem? But that's could be Lashon Hara. Be very careful. Even if the person sinned intentionally and is not receptive to criticism, nevertheless, the Torah goes to extreme lengths to protect his reputation. To the point where rebuke is prohibited if it cannot be done in a discreet manner. If we can't give a rebuke in the right manner, so now what do? Nothing. If we can't give a rebuke in a discreet manner, in a way you won't get embarrassed publicly, won't be too ashamed, then don't give a rebuke. It's not my mitzvah. This person will keep sinning, but it's not my job. Is I shouldn't hurt his feelings. Yeah, we tell him he's sinning against Hashem. It doesn't matter. For me, it's more important that I don't hurt his feelings than he does a sin. To Hashem also, it's more important, let the person keep on sinning. As long as someone else doesn't make him feel bad. For now, hopefully he'll do tshuva, Hashem will help him do tshuva. But it's wrong for me to make him feel bad, to help him stop sinning. If I can't get him to stop sinning in a nice way, without embarrassing him, you're not supposed to embarrass him. That's halacha. The Torah is so careful with the person's feelings, in order to protect his reputation, that rebuke is prohibited if it cannot be done in a discreet manner. The underlying this message of these laws is, we Jews are responsible for one another. Therefore, we have to be concerned for another Jew's sins. But at the same time, we have to be equally concerned with protecting that Jew's feelings, dignity, and good name. Correct? On his avir, he could do tshuva. If I go ruin his name now, his name's going to be ruined. Right? If I go embarrass him, he can do his own tshuva. If I can't help him get on the right track in the right way. So wait, Hashem will help him do tshuva, he'll do tshuva. I can't rebuke him in the proper way. If I ruin his name now, his name is ruined. He could do tshuva. If he's not going to do tshuva today, he'll have to do tshuva on his own. Hashem will help him.
Lashon Hara applies to a dead person.
Yeah, see, much even worse, because it's very hard to ask him l'chila. Yeah, Lashon Hara and Mesim is a special issur to speak Lashon Hara and Mesim. It's very hard, because if you could do tshuva on Mes, it's not so easy, because if it was really Lashon Hara.
But apparently, I heard that the Levi of a person, he'd much rather you say his Gnai
than his
Shevach, especially if it's not true.
Yeah, if it's not
rather
true.
The person say a person's
Gnai
is dead.
No, you're not. Really, you shouldn't do it. He would rather.
When I heard that when the Hashem wants to kill the people who are saying Shelech on him.
If it's Sheker, Nachon, it's a Gemara, the Gemara, it's a Gemara.
Right. So let's say he's not a good person, and people are saying nice things about him.
It's not your job.
You say bad things about
him. No, you don't have to say bad things. Say nothing. What?
I'm
not going to do that
for that thing.
I'm sorry, so there are general things you can say on every Jew.
You're hurting him by saying that.
You don't have to lie, but you don't have to lie. Even if a guy, most people, like it says, every Jew has mitzvahs, like a Riman. Automatically, they did kibbutz avayim, they helped people, they did chesed. Every single Jew. Yeah, it's
an
environment.
And I don't know where I learned that, but he wants you to say his gnai.
Nachon, but that's not our job. It's us to say his gnai. It's true.
You're doing him a favor by saying his gnai.
It's true, so but maybe,
even later, also not by hesed, if someone asks you about the person, is it averit to say his gnai?
It's averit to say the gnai. Even though he would rather, we're not going to say someone's negative point. Can't get up by a funeral and say this guy was negative, he did A, B, C, D, E, F, G. Even though he would rather it, once he's like in the box over there, he would rather
right,
it. But we're not allowed to do it. Meaning, we're not allowed to give him gnai.
You can't do him a favor.
You gotta do other favors. You can learn the Yiddishma. You don't do a favor, learn Shas, the Yiddishma says Neshama. I'm about to say, learn Mishnah.
And what if you slip up?
So then you can ask Mechila.
Esther Levi usually says. You have to, because he actually appreciates it.
Pashas, you should. Because it says, if you say Lashon Hara Mace, to bring a minion to his caver and ask him, Chila, it's not so simple. I wouldn't get involved to start saying bad things about a dead guy. If you did already, I don't know. Maybe he'll be happy. I don't know.
I made sure to say it before he died.
What about rebuke of a public official who's a rab whose action is so brazen that sensitivity is no longer indicated?
That thing, so be careful, so you shouldn't speak to him. The Chacham says, don't tell him. Meaning, by telling this Rav, you know, so and so has issues, and you know this Rav is going to take it out of control, you can now tell this Rav.
Chacham says, should he be in love or something?
Maybe. I don't know, you have a cane. I don't know if it's.
What if you know of a guy with a bad friend, and you get together with a few friends, and you want to say, no, he's a nice guy, he's not married, we should try to figure out something for him. And you talk about it.
So be very careful that you're keeping all the seven conditions. Even if you say something negative, first of all, you shouldn't say anything negative.
Nothing negative. But then
nothing.
You go back to the person that says, I'm not interested in it. I don't even know why you discussed it, and you might be angry at you.
Maybe you could try. You're allowed to try to help someone find the shidduch. So you're allowed to try. But only if you say everything positive, then it's fine. If you say positive things, it's fine. You're being positive. If there's something negative that has to be said, the Chas Chaim in the section later talks about this. Also, you have to keep the seven conditions of speaking with Lashon Hara for constructive purpose, which we'll talk about later.
Artists, people call you for Shabbat.
It's very hard. People call you.
Questions on people.
Yeah, they ask
you
questions.
This morning.
Yeah.
I never know what to do. I keep everything positive.
Well, I'll tell you the problem. Sometimes they call specifically to ask you, like, they know the question. They're asking on purpose.
Someone did it to me last time. And I'm trying to do things to say.
No, but I'll tell you, if you know you have friends, people are going to call you. I try to prepare for before. But still didn't help, because this guy, he wasn't going to like so many people. So this mother of this girl, she called me up and she said, is it true that he's not like so social? So I don't know what to say. So I told her, he's a nice guy, he's just social, he likes certain types of people. So he only likes like a certain type. No, like a lot of times they call because they already heard their Lashon Hara. They're calling like to verify their Lashon Hara.
Yeah, exactly.
That's what they're calling for, to make sure their Lashon Hara is all true. They call me the last, and I call me the first one. They call me the last one, his friend. They're calling the last on the list.
What I'm planning to do this time, so I'm calling this morning, I'm actually going to ask the person what information he'd like me to give or not. Keep it up to him.
Nahon.
If he tells me, yeah, tell him I'm this, I'm that, I'm that. I don't care. I want that to be known in front of him.
Nahon, that's the best thing. That needs to be prepared. If you know if you have people, like you have friends, like you're in a bucket, it's for sure worth to prepare for each guy.
Right.
Prepare already in your mind. I mean, what am I going to say for this person? Like all the positive things. And be prepared. Let's say they're going to ask me exactly this is like the most negative thing. Like this guy's antisocial. I already told him, no, he's not. He just likes a certain type of like thing ready to answer. He does his buddies. Talks to Hashem. He's social with Hashem. Fine. What the hell do I want to do when they ask Krish? But that's fine. So instead of here, so that's halacha. By treating each other with love and respect. Yeah, we're going to treat each other with love and respect. Also respect. So respect to everybody. Will fortify our interpersonal relationship in a way which the Torah desires. Now today, everybody, we're going to see the Gemara and Daf Yud Amud Aleph in the Shir Tei Chanan.
Don't know yet.
Who am I going to keep? Keep my
machine.
Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's see the Gemara now. So we're middle talking about the Ari Miklat. It's not such a heavy Gemara today, but so now the covered chaps will let some relaxing Gemaras. Here, we're holding now. Yud Amud Aleph, 10a, 17 lines from the top. The Kedesh, here, Mikla too. Everybody got it, Ruben. You got it, 17 lines to the top, the Kedesh. Plus, Aaron, how's it going over there? You getting there? LeBron, what's going on? 17 lines, you can start counting. The Kedesh, Ir Mikla Tavai. We said Kedesh was the Ir Mikla. One of the Ir Miklas were called Kedesh. Kedesh the Ir Mikla. Havai means it was. The Kedesh and Kedesh. Ir Mikla Tavai, it's a city of refugee. It was a city of refugee. Vahaksu, but it says, what does the Pasuk say? Then the Pasuk. Pasuk says, Va'ari Mivtsar. And the cities which are Mivtsar means fortified. These are the fortified cities. But now we list them. Hatzidin, Tsar, Chemes, Rekes, Kinares, etc. The Kedesh, the Edrei, the Ein Chatzar. So we've mentioned a bunch of cities which are very fortified. But in that list, we mentioned the city of Kedesh. So now what's the problem? Why can't it be Irmikal? Where's the Yudah Mikedesh to Irmikal? The problem is, here you told me it's a fortified city. Which Rashi learned means it's a big city. It's a big fortified city. What's the problem? We learned that in Braisa, Aram Halalu, these cities, meaning the cities of Ari Miklat, in Isan Isam, we cannot make them light tier and not tearing tan. We can't make Ari Miklat in a small city. The light crack in Gedeva, but not a big city. Elayar is Benanias, as a medium. So how can you tell me Kaddish with the Ari Miklat? If the Pasuk says it was a fortified city, which seems to me is a big city, and the Braisa says the Ari Miklat has to be a
medium
city. Good question. Mm-hmm. It's a medium city. Now the Braisa tells me Ari Miklat cannot be in a small city or a big city. It must be in a medium city, right? So let's see. We'll speak about it in a minute. Why it can't be? Rashi says why it can't be in a small city or a big city. Why it has to be a medium city? So that's the Gemara's question. Ruben, you hear the question? It's a good question. Mm-hmm. So I'm Rabbi Yosef. Tarti Kaddish Havai. There were two Kaddish. There were two cities of Kaddish. Correct? There were two Kaddish. One city was a big fortified city. And then there was one that was a medium sized city. Good? I'm Rabbi Ashi. So Rabbi Ashi, it seems to be, he explains this. It says Amar Rabbi Ashi. It sounds like Amar Rabbi Ashi always means, it says Amar first. Right? You got this rule? But it says Amar first. It's explaining the terrace before. So Amar of Asher, Ashi says, means he's going back in the terrace before. Okay, going like well, what? Selikam ba'akwar the selikam, like selikam. Selikam ba'akwar the selikam. Right? There was this big city, big fortified city called Selikam. And right near it, there was a medium sized city, smaller city right next to it, which is called the city of Selikam. Like Selikam.
Yes.
Selikam Valley. Selikam Valley? Oh, see, it's Los Angeles. That's what. Yes, Silicon Valley. So it's Silicon. See, now you know where they got it from. So, is there a big one and a small one here? There's a big Silicon and a small one next to it. So here, it's a big Silicon and a small one. Meaning like this. Meaning, you told me Kadesh is a big city, but Ir Miklat can't be a big city. Say, no. It's a big fortified city. And then next to it is the medium Silicon, and there is going to be the Ir Miklat. So good. So we got this too. Now, we mentioned that Ir Miklat can't be in a small city or too big. Why not? Of Aaron, why can't it be? What's wrong? Why can't this? What's wrong? If the city's too small. Why can't Ari Miklat be too small?
And then there's provisions.
Oh, so they're not going to be provisions. You have like these little cities, especially in those days. There's no provision. You have to go out of this. So what happens? If you didn't want to get food, want to fill up his house with food, you have to go out of the city. The guy's going to shoot him. The guy's waiting there for him. The next time he needs to go shopping. So therefore, now what's wrong with a big city? Why can't Ari Miklat be in a big city? That's a good question. Why can't Ari Miklat be in a big city? What's wrong?
Because
Why can't I make Levium a big city?
Well, they're only designed for Levium, right?
Yeah, but fine, a big city for Levium, but why should it be a big city? Oh, what was Rashi say? What was it? Rashi. So let's first see Rashi. Ari Mifzer. We'll go up a little bit to Ari Mifzer. Rashi, Ari Mifzer says, we said that Kedesh, the Pasuk said, is a fortified city. So Rashi understands that if it's fortified, it seems to be a very big city. It's Krach and Gedolim, it's big cities. Shehayu, they were Benachlas Naphtali in the portion of Naphtali. Hatzadim, Tzarev, good. So we said, but what's the problem? How could Kedesh be a fortified city? Batani, we said, Arim Halalu. These cities of Ir Miklat, what does Rashi say? They can't be Tirin Ktanim, which means we said it means small cities. Why? Like Rav Aaron told us. Lefi Bikor. She'in Mezainas, there's no food Mitzuyin Shem found over there. You can't find food. And the guys, you have to go out of Ir Miklat, they get shot. So the Ir Miklat, when we're setting up the Ir Miklat, you have to set it up in a city that's a medium-sized city, has regular stores and everything, so the guy can stay in there and look comfortable. That's the Rasea. We said the low crack of Gadela. What does Rashi say? Why can't it be a big city? Yeah, Rashi would be like right in the middle of the page. Shakol Nikvatsim Shah. Everyone gathers over there. Tummy. If it's a big city, everyone's constantly entering the city. So what's the problem? If you regal Goyal Hadam and the foot of the Goyal Hadam,
the Avenger,
of the blood, Mitsuisha will be found over there. The Yerav Light and he will ambush him. Rashi says we're afraid of the following. If the ambusher is regularly in the city of this murderer, he's going to get like heated up. Like, what do you have? Every Monday and Thursday I come shopping here and this guy's right here. One week he's going to say, you know what, let me just ambush the guy and kill him.
You know it's
Usher? Even though it's Usher, he's going to want, since he's always here, it's going to, you know, make his blood boil. Oh, that's the guy. He's, every time he sees the marker, he's like passing by the house, like, I know that guy, that's the guy who killed my brother, that's the guy who killed my father. He's going to want to kill him. But Esther, so we don't want that to be the situation, so we don't let a big city. Got there, everybody? Because we're afraid it's a big city, the girl down is going to constantly be there. And see, his blood's going to start boiling every time he sees this guy. What?
Marsh
has
to be the perfect size.
That's a medium size. Medium. Not too big, not too small. Medium. Good?
Kind of like mama bear.
Yeah. Not too big, not too small. But, so again, our kasha was, how could it be that Kedesh is a big city? How could we make it our in the class? We said, no, there's two Kedesh. There's just like there's two Selikam, there's two Kedesh. There's two kedesh. Let's write. What about the kedesh Selikam? Selikam is also Ir Mitzar. Selikam, its Selikam itself was a big city, a fortified city. The Yish Kfar, there was Samach Hanikra Akra the Selikam. There was a city which was next to it, which was called the city of Selikam. Kach Kadesh, so too Kadesh. Ha'ir Mitzar. The main city was a fortified city. So the big fortified city called Kadesh. The Arabian is an immediate city, Smuchala. Hanekos Hashema, there's a smaller city close, which is called by the same name, but really, the Ari Miklat was in the smaller one, in the medium sized one, not in the big one. Everybody's happy? Good? Happy? Like, there's two Kaddish? Fine. Let's see, my further Gufa. Ari Malam, we said earlier, these cities, Inas and Laitirin, you can't make the Ari Miklat not small cities, but Laitkraft and Vedelim are not big cities. Eller rather, Ayarat Benanias, medium sized cities, that's what we said earlier? Okay, go ahead. However, now we're going to continue the Brisa. He said, the Ema Shichan Isam, the Ema Shivan Isam, when they originally sit up the Ari Miklat, well, so when we originally sit up where the Levim, when Yeshua was splitting up where the Levim live, he should not sit them, which means he should not set them up, El Makam Mayim, only a place where there's water. It has to be running water before they came out with sinks and running water. So it has to be water there that the guy could drink. He's going to be thirsty, and every time he needs the water supply, he's going to have to walk out of his Ari Miklat. They go, I'm going to shoot it. Good. So there has to be a place when the Levim originally, if it's possible, they should put water there. Situate, which means when Yeshua was splitting up, should situate the Levim have water in their cities, so that the girl that right. What's the word saying? Who should put water in the city? What's the word talking about? Who should put water in the city? The Levim. When Yeshua split up the cities which are going to the Levim, which those are the Ari Mikla, you should make sure that those parts have water in it. Good. When Yeshua is splitting up, which parts the Levim get? You should make sure the Levim get parts with water, because that's what's going to become the Ari Miklat. Nachon? What do you say, Rabbi Avraham?
The names were given, not the 42, but the other three were given as a. These are the three that have to be Ari Miklat. Right? They have names?
So it's a shaila if the names came after. Could we, those places
so
the
we assume that though they were chosen within knowing that they're.
Probably is. We're saying, what about it? However, in ancient mind, if there wasn't water there, maybe in land Maya, we have to build best in and the best has to build irrigation dishes from the place that has water to the Ari Mikla. We don't want this guy to walk out for any reason, because the second he's going to walk out, his life's on the line, right? We want the guy, the Ritzaf, the murderer, to stay in Ari Mikla all the time. So we have to make sure it's a medium-sized city, his basic provisions, and he has running water. So these days, you have to make sure they have sinks in the Ari Mikla. Yes?
With the 42 cities?
Also, all of them need to have running water.
Had water at the beginning?
No, so we don't know. It says either it had water, or if it didn't have water, the best had to make ditches from a place where there was water, to make irrigation ditches until there, make sure there was water in their city. Either their own water supply, their own rivers, or best has to make for them rivers. Mm-hmm. Got that?
How did they decide that there would be where the 42 cities
were? It was part of the Levium. I mean, I don't know exactly how they decided, but it was somewhere where the Levium lived. So first, it's Yeshua to decide where the Levium lived. And somewhere where the Levium lived, that's where the Ari Miklos would be.
They lived among the other tribes, right?
Who, the Levium?
The Levium.
No, they were on the outside. First, it was everybody had land. And then outside, meaning not in the Levium, but usually when they settled, then there was a big patch of land, just green grass, like a buffer zone. It was really, I had like, you know, some grass and what's it called? And outside of that was the Levium. That's what the Pasuk says. Chumash.
The Levium surrounded them?
They were around, or they were out. I don't know if they went all around, but they were definitely on one part of it. I don't know if it depends how we're situated. But
along the border, there was a strip for the Levium.
After the border, you have the land, then you have a big border, a patch of land. A big patch of land, and after that patch of land was the Levium. That's the Levium. They were their own section. They used to sit and learn Torah, don't disturb me, do your own thing. No pollution, no factories over there. Everything was just calm and quiet. Just a bunch of kolos and Levium learning Torah.
Well, there no factories there anyway when it was settled.
That's a side question. Why? What is so important to living in Shalim? Why would Levium live in Shalim?
I don't know. Really, if you realize only one person was able to get Yerushalayim, I mean, two people, like, it was split into Binyamin and what's it called? Not everybody could get Yerushalayim, first of all. To realize.
Right, there is such an Indian, especially from the Rav.
Hey, Yerushalayim is high. If we could leave it, it's the highest Kedusha. It's for sure the most holy place.
Only the people who are belonging here are going to be here, so everything.
Yeah, I don't know how it works, really. Really, over there, there's much more Shechina. Now, already, it says that the Shechina stayed, like, by the Kaisel, much more Yerushalayim, it's much more concentrated here than anywhere else in the world. Hashem like removed a lot of Shechina from the whole world.
So then it was more Kedusha in all the other cities?
Everywhere had much more Kedusha, for sure. When we had a Shreya Sashechina, there's much more Kedusha, the whole Eretz Yisrael had Kedusha. Mm-hmm. For sure it was. Okay, so I don't know why Hashem decided certain people have to be in the best place. I don't know why Hashem decides why they should be in the best place, but for sure Yerushalayim was the highest, but the whole Eretz Yisrael had much more, probably had much more than Yerushalayim has now, for sure. When Hashem was Shechina, Hashem was, you know, pounding down that Shechina like with us. He was,
right.
Yeah, for sure. Saying, yeah, somebody has to get Yerushalayim. I don't know. It was given as a present, which every Shvatim got Yerushalayim, and that Sheva was lucky.
Was
I think Reuben, I forgot, it was two Shvatim, because even in the Beis HaMikdash itself, on Har Bayis, it was like a strip. That's
there
the
one
strip. So. Okay, Baruch Hashem.
It wasn't a Kahana. They had to travel to Yerushalayim every time.
Yeah, well, they lived. They could have been there. Yeah, for other reg. For that Mishmar was once, it wasn't so long. It was 24 Mishmar, so it was twice a year.
Right.
They've come. It was 24 Mishmar, so. Yes, I guess they had.
What, every coin goes to Palestine?
Whoever was in the Mishmar. Yeah, there were 24 Mishmars. All the family, there were 24 sets. So everybody's going to be in one of the 24 sets. Every coin is going to be one of, every kosher coin would end up in one of the 24 sets,
mm-hmm.
groups. And basically, you got once or twice a year. I mean, they made raffles how it worked. But
so the rest of the time, you weren't even in Yerushalayim.
You didn't have to be. You could be if you want, but you don't worry. If you're doing good things, I'm sure it was much harder than being Yerushalayim now. No, it's hard. I'm sure you're doing good things. There's a lot of things going on, but so now for sure Yerushalayim is the most concentrated spiritual place in the world. All the Shechina, whatever there is in here, it's here. Nachon, mm-hmm. I'm saying for sure. I'm saying Nachon's right there. It's Yisrael Yerushalayim. Holy walls. That's it. We don't see because we're like blind, but wait, something you feel it. People, when you come like from America, you feel it. Wow, this is Yerushalayim. You feel it. Now you get used to it.
I feel it other places. You know, I heard spots.
No, because you're used to it. It's different, a little different. You're used to Yerushalayim. That's why. Just because you're used to it. a guy, for the first day you come to Yeshiva, feel
like,
wow.
In the beginning,
so that's different. There is a Kedusha, there is a Kedusha, there is a certain Kedusha Tzvat. The Bigam Kabbalah said there's a certain aspect that Tzvat is like over your shalim.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's different. Everybody has their own feeling. But there is Tzvat, is very holy. It's a different way. A lot of Kabbalah is a Tzvat, but certainly.
That means there's also a Shema there.
Yeah, there is. There is definitely something. Yeah, for Kabbalah, it's the best place to live with Tzvat, that aspect. Whatever it is, Har Hashem split up the.
Four.
What?
Four Kedusha.
It is. You have the four holy cities, right?
Yeah.
Yerushalayim is fire.
Tiberias
is at Dama.
Tzvat.
Tzvat is at Yod. And then there's Horemus.
Tiberias. Tiberias.
Yeah,
Tiberias
is water.
Yerushalayim
is water.
Yeah, the fourth thing. Nachon is very hard, but you used to Yerushalayim. It's better. Everybody's different. Maybe you should go to Tzvat.
It's definitely holier than a front.
That's good. That's what you feel. That's good. Fine. So what do we say again? So we said we should make it a place where there's water. If there's no water, we have to make irrigation. That's just to bring them water. So now in the second line of the Gemara, the second widest line, the Amos even I sell a makom shvakim. This means marketplaces. We only let make our mikvah if they're marketplaces. People have things to buy and stores and makolet and things you can buy. The guy needs shoes. He's gonna have to jump out of the mikvah. He's gonna be stuck. The Amos even sell a makom ochasim. There has to be inhabitants. According to Rashi, means it's interesting. Rashi holds it means there has to be people in the nearby city with a lot of people in the nearby city. Because why do you need a lot of people? Why do you need a lot of big inhabitants in the next door city to the Ari Mikolet? Because one day, you know what's going to happen? We're afraid all the Gol Hatams, all the relatives of all the guys in Ari Mikolet are going to get together. They're going to make an army. They say we're going to kill all our Shoge guys. We're ambushing the Ari Mikolet. We're going in and we're going to kill all our guys. You know, and they have a thing where they all live, they found out where everybody lives, and each guy is going to group up and go to their land. So you know what it says? We have to make an army
to protect
just in case of the invasion of Goel Hadams, of bloodthirsty guys. Therefore, we have to make sure there's a big population out there. Let's say the nearby city, you know, it's not so popular to live there anymore. The population goes down. Not so popular.
They
try
to attack too many times.
So then what happens? Yeah. It's like, Masif and Alain. Best to say, guys, move into there. Everybody should move into that city. We're trying to add people to move into that city.
Subsidize rent.
They're getting free taxes. Just go live next to the Ari Mikolet. I don't know if it's a nice place to live, but you got to go live next to the Ari Mikolet. It's near the Levim. It's not so bad, but. Fine. Let's say in the Ari Mikolet itself, all the Levim move out. Let's say the Levim don't like where they live for whatever reason. They move to a different area, different neighborhood, I don't know exactly where the guys are. The Goel Hadams are hanging out, the Levim are getting too much, like too many Goel Hadams coming. We're moving to the next neighborhood in the Ari Mikolet. Like, hello, there's getting way too many murderers are coming here. You know, we can't handle this. Levim is like, hello, it's too much hashpah on us. We don't like all these guys coming, all these big guys with tattoos. We can't deal with it. Yeah, my kid, yeah, they're messing up my kids, these guys. So here's the tshuva. So then they move out of the neighborhood. So now the neighborhood is no more Levim. Best to make sure more Levim come to live in that neighborhood because we're afraid. Again, the Goel Hadam is going to come and just ambush the guy. If there's other people around, it's at work, he's not just going to come kill him. He's afraid he'll get killed, people will catch him. So if there's people, you know, all the people moving out because it's too scared, some guy with a bunch of tattoos came into the Ari Mikolet, they're scared of him, then best don't make sure to put new guys, make sure to fill up that spot. Again, they'll do subsidized rent, free taxes, they'll figure out how to do it. They'll pay you to live there. They'll pay you to live near this guy.
Living in a city where everyone is talking about how they killed the Shogun.
I know, it's like in jail. What are these guys talking about? What are these guys supposed to be in jail? What they did, imagine how I did this. Oh, you only did that. I did much more.
No.
This is a reason they're trying to do true. They're probably embarrassed about killing the
Shogun. No, you're right.
Excited about it.
You're right. It's not like
probably, it's actually probably a big place to get a lot of chizuk there.
No, you could.
You go there, it's a lot of value true.
Yeah, if, hopefully they're doing true. They did do true. Hopefully they're doing true. Yeah, but. Nahon, but my tip, and the city doesn't have to be full. Yeah. It's a full of Levim. I don't have any guys in our Mikolet already. I mean, there's 40 in our Mikolet. These are more, could be more. I mean, not a guy killed in it.
It's Kavah Homer. If in a prison in Israel, after 1 week, those who kill in Mazir are wearing kippot and have tzitzio, then what about a near Mikolet?
I'm sure that's going to be true. Now, Joe, he's saying, stop, people move that. People move out of the city for whatever reason. There wasn't so many people in the city. Best to make sure more people move into the city to make sure the Goel Hadam, bloodthirsty guy, doesn't come and ambush the murderer. That's the halacha. So it's nisbato l'sam. We see in the land nisbato. Do you remember being lahem kahanim levim Israel? So if there are less people there, we bring kahanim levim and Israelim to live here. It's interesting. This is really the place where the levim are supposed to live. But here, Yosef, we bring kahanim levim and Israel to come live in the city to make sure it's filled up. We want to save the life of God. We don't want this guy getting killed. So maybe we bring some boxers to, you know, give the boxers free rent. Because they came. So then, the guy, the Kol Adam, will be afraid to come because he knows you, his upstairs neighbor has a king. Fine. The Ein Mechir Me'el Lech Lezan. You cannot sell in Ha'ari Miklat. It's illegal to sell weapons. No selling, no canes, no nothing. I don't know about canes. No weapons.
No swords.
No swords. No canes. No guns, no nothing. No nothing, even with a license. Even if in Yerushalayim for 3 years, no canes. So the Inkle is that. The Lake Lake Mitzvah, not even trapping stuff. Not even animal traps. Because we're afraid to go down, the guy's going to bloodthirst, the guy's going to come. They come and run. They go buy an animal trap and set up in front of this guy walking out of the murderer. He's going to fall inside, get booby trapped. Into, you know, a net. It's like a fisherman's net. He's going to set up a, you know, animal thing. It's different nets. So in the Aramaic, you don't sell these things. Now, what's the difference? So Rashi says, let me answer everybody a question. The guy could buy it in his own town. If you're telling me you can't sell guns in Ari Mikla, it's fine. I'll buy a gun wherever he comes from.
No, they're just scanned by the
shark. Oh, they said we'll catch him. There was security post. You got to go through a security check.
Even a guy killed the sugar gets checked before he walks.
Yeah, he also gets checked.
What did you do? You killed the sugar? Ah, you're with two Tamil Khan?
Okay, good. Yeah.
And you have to tell them, I killed the sugar, I'm hearing fun.
Security check.
Security protocol.
Yeah, it's like, you know, the big security check. Yeah, and the Ari Mikla is probably like, you know, heavy duty security. Yeah. Big guards over there. So therefore, if so to buy a gun outside, he can't come in with a gun. We don't let people into guns. The Ari Mikla has no people with guns. So therefore, if you can maybe sell it, he's just going to come in with his money. He's going to go buy a net or go buy a gun inside the Ari Mikla. So in the Ari Mikla, there's no guns allowed. Illegal to sell any weapons. See, it's interesting. They had all the rules set up.
Plus, like, the Golad Dam, by that questioning process, uncovered that his fellow there, Golad Dam, and they won't let him in.
No, he wouldn't. He'll say, I'm stopping down. But this is my friend.
No, our stores in Silver have the tank cutters.
Baseball
bank. Home center.
You can't go around somebody.
Yes, so saying here, you can't bring an armory into the armory. Yeah, probably can't play baseball. They couldn't do a lot of things.
No baseball,
no hardball.
Can't cut clay.
It's not conducive to your chew
as a baseball. Yeah, I don't know that. Yeah, but Joseph doesn't even have knives. I mean, it says that the guy, I'm sure they use knives in their kitchen. The guy technically could buy a knife in the store. We're saying, don't get the guy, you know.
Yeah, they probably had weapon stores and trap stores in almost cities. They just didn't have that.
Yeah, it was an old thing.
Still have a knife, right? Still have an axe.
Yeah, they probably had. It sounded like, don't sell the thing. Don't make it easier for him to go. Why? Because the pshat is, so I think I saw somewhere pshat, the guy is going to be passed. This guy, this blood guy, he's bloodthirsty. He's very upset about some guy killed this thing. Every time he walks, he says, oh, this time I know. I wish I could kill him. I missed him. I was chasing him and he ran into our mikla. I want to kill him. So, oh, there's a gun store right here. Let me go get a gun. And like gets in the gun store, makes him more heated up. Seeing, you know, a bunch of guns are out, all different types of guns. I never was never in a gun store. It's probably a lot of types of guns, different swords. Never bought any weapons, so I don't know how it works, but it probably has different types hanging on the wall. Different stuff to pick from, different things, different stuff you can put aside. So nice stuff.
The weapon of Mashiach.
Weapon of Mashiach, tefillah. Fine, so that's what it's worth to say. So therefore, Amos even, fine, so we said over here, we like you to do it, Nechavim. Nechavim said, you're not allowed to sell weapons. Chacham said, you know what, if you want to sell weapons, you're allowed to sell weapons. You don't have to be so mafia, you can't sell weapons. If a guy needs to buy a gun, he doesn't have to go out of the city. You're allowed to sell weapons. You don't have to be so worried that if he's going to see a weapon, he's going to buy a weapon. And Chacham say that you're allowed to buy a weapon. However, Sean, they're equal. Everyone agrees. She'ed parsa mesecha metudas. You don't spread traps out in the thing. Even if you could sell weapons there, it's not your place for hunting. I know you like to trap your deer, set out your trap. Don't set it out in the Ari Miklat because you're afraid this guy's going to start setting up traps for his murderer. He's saying you could sell weapons, don't set up traps. That's like, you know, you're setting up the situation, the guy's gonna come right inside the guy's house, set up a trap and like make the guy fall in. No setting up traps in Ari Miklat. Go trap, you wanna go hunting and trapping, do outside them. In Machshuvin, Latarka Chavalin, also you shouldn't make nets. You should make these big nets You can't either tie up the nets, right? They used to like rope the nets together, make these big like fishing nets or big nets to catch down. You don't either. To, what they used to do was, since in the Armikal there was a much more open space and open fields, they would use it for a place of spreading out, making nets. So you can't make nets there. We don't want to go down. So he's saying like this. The reason you don't want to sell weapons is not because we're afraid specifically about weapons. The Chavis said, don't sell anything which is not common. That's the first thing to say, don't sell weapons. You know, weapons, we're afraid to go down, we're going to buy a weapon. Chavis says, weapons is not the point. Don't sell anything that's uncommon outside the Armikal. Don't draw the Galadam's attention, that don't give him a reason to come to this city now. If his blood is boiling, he might come to kill the guy. That's the point. The point is not what you're selling. Don't sell anything uncommon. Whatever it is, don't sell anything uncommon in the city, because that's going to draw the attention of the Galadam, bring him here, and that's putting the murderer in a danger. You got that, Rav Aaron? We don't care if you sell guns. Don't sell anything uncommon. We don't care if you're selling the nicest type of jewelry. If you sell, don't sell diamonds, they don't sell anywhere else. Don't sell things that are uncommon, because that's going to draw the Golah down here, and then he's going to get upset. He might come, and he's going to kill the murderer.
You shouldn't have attractions either.
100%. Probably in Levim's town, they didn't have great adventure. In Levim's town,
swimming pools.
Yeah, don't make swimming pools and great adventure. Don't make like, you know, don't make, you know, great adventure and, you know, all these, you know, big places. Don't make them.
Well, here.
Right. Leave Mickey Mouse somewhere else. No Mickey Mouse.
How do they support themselves?
See, so it could be, first of all, they were allowed to have a regular life. They were allowed to work there. They were allowed to do whatever they wanted. But also, we're going to see later, the Kahana's mother used to send them food. That was one way they ate.
Right, buy some myself.
But the Levim supporting themselves by teaching?
Levim, first of all, they got all the kahuna. They got all of the Matnas kahuna. Levim, they got Maaser Rishon, they got things.
That was supposedly enough to do.
Usually it was enough for the thousand. They were allowed. They used to learn.
The goal of budgets are not for some people. Also, yeah. I imagine that they probably weren't paying as much to live as average people.
First of all, they don't pay rent. They
needed them.
Come
live for free or come live.
Well, these are real. Don't pay the rent. They didn't pay rent. You owned your land. They finished. You owned your land. They didn't pay electricity. You know electricity.
They paid rent. They
don't want to live on the chuzzi. You live in a chuzzi. So first, you need to realize.
They pay all rents from an equation. So
there's no rent. There's no buying gas. No one paid rent. No one paid a mortgage. You didn't have to pay a mortgage.
Food
and drink. There's no electricity bill. You build a house. You build a house one time with a bunch of pieces of wood. So it's a one-time expense to put your hut. That's why you just need food now. It's not that expensive food. The way we spend, I don't know, I spend at least 10,000 shekel a month. Maybe a few, 2,000-3,000 on food. 2,000-3,000 shekel. Most of it's on everything else. So you don't, these days, you need more money these days. You need a lot of money to live. Especially if you don't have to pay tuition and they taught their kids. Go to Levine, no tuition. No, I'm saying, how much did they spend already?
They
didn't need money. They didn't need just
food. You have a hut. You don't have
to go. You may even go to the fields. The only fields, yeah. They didn't even have the only fields. They got present. You don't need them. It was very...